The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you want an illustration of gross hypocrisy, just take a look at the liberal left of the American political system. The hypocrisy is just so incredibly deep. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. There is a rising chorus of women on the left condemning Israel, condemning their own president. We're talking Democrats, condemning Joe Biden because he has not condemned Israel and he has not come to the defense of the Palestinians, Gaza, Hamas, and so forth. We see this rising chorus of women on the left. From Congress, Representative Rashida Tlaib, AOC, the whole squad, female activists, feminists on the left, saying Palestinians need support. We need to condemn Israel, blah, blah, blah. You got Whoopi Goldberg. You got the women on The View. There is this rising cry of women on the left about how oppressive Israel is and how needy the Palestinians on the West Bank and Gaza are, how wonderful they are, etc. I've got an article in front of me, Representative Rashida Tlaib. Palestinians are having their January 6th right now. Quote, Palestinians living in Israel are having their January 6th daily. A reference to the Capitol Hill riots because of their neighborhoods are being attacked by mobs and so on and so forth. She said she wishes people would listen to the Palestinian voices on the ground. Listen to this. Please remember, the liberal left does not deal with facts and truth, but emotion and hysteria. Quote, Rashida Tlaib, she said she wishes people would listen to the Palestinian voices on the ground, to talk to the mothers who try to put their children next to them because if they die, they want to die together. To talk about a son who was buried with his mother and he watched his mother die because as they were buried under the rubble, she was taking her last breath. And he said, please don't leave me. And she goes on and talks about women who are suffering because of Israel. A form of oppression, the chronic poverty that comes with it, the discrimination, the racism that comes with it. And, of course, it's all because of those evil Jews. CSNBC host Joy Reid chimed in, agreeing with Rashida Tlaib. So I've got that story. And then I've got this. Biden praises fighter Rashida Tlaib after tarmac confrontation over Israel. And by the way, five times he mispronounced her name while he was praising her. Yeah. He said he admired, well, here's his quote from Joe Biden. "I admire your intellect, I admire your passion, and I admire your concern for so many other people. From my heart, I pray for your grandmom and family are well. I promise you I'll do everything to see that they are," so on and so forth. So we're hearing this from the left. The Palestinians, Hamas, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Israel, evil. And once again, you need to understand, much of that rhetoric is from the feminists on the far left. Here's what they don't talk about. Women's rights under Hamas. Women's rights in Gaza and the West Bank. Because they don't exist. Here is a recent report from Amnesty International. If you know anything about Amnesty International, they do good work, but they lean far to the left. Amnesty International is not some whacked out right-wing conservative site. They lean to the left. Well, they did their annual report of Palestine, the state of Palestine. And again, this is an annual report, recent, from Amnesty International. Here are some of the problems. Repression of dissent. Quote, "The authorities in the West Bank and Gaza," that's Hamas, Palestinians, "the authorities in the West Bank and Gaza repress dissent by arbitrarily arresting people, peaceful demonstrators, opponents, critics, journalists, and human rights activists. In some cases, authorities used emergency COVID-19 regulations to stifle freedom of expression and assembly. The Independent Commission for Human Rights, the Palestinian National Human Rights Institution, recorded 37 incidents of violations of freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press. The ICHR also recorded 158 cases in the West Bank, 118 in Gaza, of the arbitrary arrests of opponents and critics. So if you are a critic of Hamas or the Palestinian leadership, you're going to be thrown in jail. You're going to disappear. Then they have a whole section on excessive use of force. Security forces in the West Bank and Gaza use excessive force during law enforcement activities, including when enforcing lockdown measures in response to COVID-19. Judicial authorities failed to effectively investigate these acts. And then there's four more paragraphs on the excessive use of force in the West Bank and Gaza. Oh, and then there's this segment. Quote, "torture and other ill treatment." And I'm quoting from Amnesty International. "Palestinian security forces in the West Bank and Gaza routinely use torture and other ill treatment with impunity." Yeah, these are the wonderful, peaceful people that Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and other left-wing leaders in our Congress are portraying as wonderful, peace-loving people. Torture and other ill treatment. Can I read this for you again? "Palestinian security forces in the West Bank and Gaza routinely use torture and other ill treatment with impunity. Between January and November of last year, the ICHR received over 95 complaints of torture in the West Bank and 51 in Gaza." Oh, and we're just beginning. We haven't gotten to women yet. The next segment in the annual report on Palestine, violence against women and girls. Yeah. The mainstream media and the liberal left are not telling you the truth about what's going on in Palestine among their own people from their own leaders. Torture, repression. Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is absolutely bizarrely hypocritical that particularly women of the liberal left here in America, particularly politicians, condemn America and praise the Palestinians, condemn Israel and praise the Palestinians. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stood on the floor of the House of Representatives a couple of days ago and gave an impassioned speech about how terrible America is and how evil Israel is and how wonderful Palestine, Gaza, the West Bank, how oppressed they are. Yeah. Rashida Tlaib, same thing. The other members of the squad and a whole host of other leftists as well. But what they're not telling you and what the mainstream media is not telling you is that the situation of rights, civil rights, human rights, women's rights, even LGBTQ rights in Palestine are horrible. I am looking at the most recent report from Amnesty International. It's called the State of Palestine Annual Report. This is from 2020, just this last year. Yeah. And they chronicle the abysmal human rights record of the governing authorities on the West Bank and in Gaza. They put it under different categories, repression of dissent. If you dissent, if you disagree with the government, the authorities, you'll be arrested and thrown in jail. The next one, excessive use of force. Yeah. The next category, torture and other ill treatment. Again, let me repeat. Quote, Palestinian security forces in the West Bank and Gaza routinely use torture and other ill treatment with impunity. And then they go into great detail. Then this is where we were getting to just before the break. Violence against women and girls. Quote, women and girls face discrimination in law and practice, and were inadequately protected against sexual and other gender-based violence, including so-called honor killings. So in other words, if a man decides that his wife is unfaithful or whatever, you just kill her. It's called an honor killer killing. If a daughter brings disrespect to the family and so forth, you just kill her or you have her killed. Honor killings. Yeah, that happens in Palestine. Quote, 19 women died in the West Bank and 18 in Gaza as a result of gender-based violence, according to the Women's Center for Legal Aid and Counseling. And then it begins to give names, women who were killed, women who were abused, and so forth. So violence against women and girls, terrible problem, and the government does nothing. By the way, women can't vote. Women can't hold public office in Gaza or the West Bank. They can't be represented in the government. They are treated as property in many cases because of radical Islam. And yet, we have American female legislators, politicians, singing the praise of a regime that on an ongoing basis abuses women and even supports honor killing of women. Yeah. The next category, right to a fair trial. Can I summarize? You don't get one. If you live in Gaza or the West Bank, under control by the Palestinian leadership, you will not get a fair trial. Just you don't. You don't get a fair trial. And then, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people. Quote, the civil society organization for sexual and gender diversity in Palestinian society reported that LGBTQ people continue to be denied the freedom to exercise their rights, even though consensual same-sex relationships were not criminalized in the West Bank. So it's not in the books legally, but if you are LGBTQ, you're in danger. You will have no rights in Gaza or the West Bank. Then it goes into the death penalty. In Gaza, Hamas administered courts continue to sentence people to death and to carry out executions. Then another category, abuses by armed groups. Annual report from Amnesty International on Palestine is a multi-page report of violation of human rights, violation for women's rights, violation of LGBTQ rights, violation of freedom of speech, violation of freedom of religion. In other words, if you live in Gaza or the West Bank, you basically have no rights unless the Palestinian leadership feels a desire to give you some. Horrible human rights violators. Contrast that with Israel. Women are treated absolutely equally. They can vote. They can hold positions of leadership in the government. Do you remember Golda Meir? Yeah, remember? And by the way, in Israel, Arabs can vote. Oh, yeah, and they're even part of the Knesset, the ruling government body. Yeah. Not only can they vote, they are represented in the government. Contrast that with the Palestinians. That's what you're not going to hear in the mainstream media.